Raising bison for meat has become an alternative to raising beef or an addition to beef operations for ranchers. Dave Carter, executive director of the National Bison Association, gives some fascinating facts about these legendary animals. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Bison, they're a cold weather animal. There really isn't much that Mother Nature is going to throw at bison that they haven't seen for the last 5,000 years. And so there's just a number of things. Number one, the fur that they've got on them, the only animal in North America that's got more insulation in its fur is the polar bear. And so after a snow, if you look out on a herd of bison, you'll see that snow on top of them just not even melting and getting down to the skin. Their insulation just doesn't radiate, you know, any heat from their body to melt the snow and get down there to make them wet. Instinctually, they will turn into the wind. Domesticated livestock, if the wind starts blowing, they'll let the wind push them along, which is usually going to take them into a snowdrift or a ditch along the way. But bison will instinctively turn into the wind and walk upwind, which, if you think about it, that's probably where the bare ground's going to be. And then that hump that the bison has is essentially a mass of muscle whose main job is to hold up the head. And so they can take their head and go down through the snow and get down to the grass below and live off of that. And then finally, their metabolism drops way down in the winter. So they're just simply not burning as much energy during the wintertime.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.